Not in the radio station, not in the studio, not in my office right now. I am in the middle of Lake Ray Hubbard with Todd Phillips, and Todd is donning the very sweet 95.3 through range trucker hat. But Todd has been living on the lake, on this raft that we're on right now, for how long?
This is day 17.
Day 17.
Yeah.
And I see there's a tent, there's a Port-a-John, there's a Peloton next to me.
Yeah.
Is this just a really cool vacation on Lake Ray Hubbard, or why are you out here?
No, it's not a vacation, and thanks for asking. I've been out here for 17 days trying to raise awareness for a ministry called The Last Well. We're trying to reach an entire nation for the first time in history with clean water border to border.
Wow.
Never happened.
Okay.
And we've been going about 10 years now, and the young adults started this whole mission about 10 years ago up in the D.C. area where I pastored a church.
Okay.
And they wanted to end the water crisis in an entire nation border to border and do it by 2020.
Wow.
So now we got 27 months left.
Okay.
Between now and December 2020.
Right.
So I'm out on this barge trying to raise awareness and funds so that we can finish this mission these young adults started 10 years ago.
And the nation is?
Liberia in West Africa.
Liberia, western coast of Africa.
Yep.
5 million people?
Yeah, give or take.
So roughly the size of the Dallas-Fort Worth media market, an entire country. And you guys the goal is to provide enough money for water wells, for clean drinking water for the entire nation, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, and you're trying to raise a little over $2 million.
Yeah, this initiative right here is $2.3 million.
And you are not leaving the raft, if I understand correctly, until you hit that goal.
That's right. I will not leave.
Okay. And if 95.3 The Range listeners, they're really, really cool people.
Cool.
Hearts of gold. If they want to find out more about you and maybe donate a little something, where can they find out more information?
Yeah, real easy. And thanks, Joshua, for asking me that. TheLastWell.org.
TheLastWell.org.
Yeah, that's the website. Or if they just remember Last Well and they Google it or any of the search engines, it'll come right up to the top. So the Last Well is our organization. They've got a lot of information on there about this initiative, but really the overall project in Liberia, how far we've gone. We've reached about 2 million people so far. We have a map on the website that shows exactly the locations of every one of our 6,500 or so water projects that we've completed in the last 10 years.
Okay.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, a lot of people say that they really don't understand exactly the complexity, the layers of it, what we're doing, until they get to the website.
So for our listeners, if you want, you can just go to khyi.com this morning and for the rest of this week, and you'll see a link on khyi.com that'll connect you to Todd's website, thelastwell.org. So either one of those places will get you where you're going. You can find out more about what he's doing, and you can be part of something that's really, really cool. So the time you spent here, what's the most difficult event you've gone through?
We had the most difficult thing that's happened in the 17 days was a massive, legendary North Texas storm that came through here.
Right.
The first week. It was, is it Josh or Joshua?
Either one.
Josh, it was unbelievable.
Okay.
I mean, I've never climbed mountains as a hobby.
Right.
So I've been in some extreme weather. I love it. I love the outdoors. I've never been through a four-day episode or challenge like I went through that first week.
Absolutely. I understand.
It's unreal.
Was it just the torrential downpour, not being able to leave your tent, or just getting claustrophobic, or?
So the big issue was the wind and the waves.
Right.
The winds were up to 30 miles an hour. The entire banner, your audience can't see this, obviously, but the entire banner was ripped off. They had to replace that.
Oh, wow.
The rain fly on my tent ripped. Water came in. It's completely covered in water. Everything in there was, it was just a horrible situation. The waves were hitting into the barge so hard that the barge was moving an average of 5, 6, 7 feet back and forth. So it's like being in a permanent earthquake for 4 days.
Wow.
It was unreal. I got 8 hours of sleep in 4 days total.
So this place is really cool. I'll take some photos. We'll put it on the KHYI website. Again, Todd's website is thelastwell.org. If you've traveled across I-30, the Lake Ray Hubbard Bridge on I-30 in the last 2 to 3 weeks, you've probably seen his raft. Are we on the north side? South side. We're on the south side of the I-30 bridge. It's really, really, really hard to miss. Everybody listening, go do something epic today. But before you do that, log on thelastwell.org. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.